バルバラバルバパッパパッパバルバラバルバパッパパッパ。If you're having trouble with your high school head, he's giving you the blues. You wanna graduate but not in his.
Dawn of the Wolf Pack's back.
The Wolf Pack?
Awoo.
There was never a Wolf Pack, Brandon.
What? There has always been a wolf pack. Donna, if you could pick three other individuals throughout time and history to be in your wolf pack, who would you put?
Three other individuals, meaning besides you and me?
No, you and three other individuals.
Well, shit. Okay, yeah. Well, you are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's one person.
Wolf. Okay.
Wolf.
Probably a bad choice, but go ahead.
And I feel like there's no way to do this, like, funny or without offending probably someone that thinks they're my best friend.
Interesting. See, I'm going a completely different route, so you go ahead.
So there's you, and there's Clancy, and then I'll say Nick, and then...
That's it. That's the three.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Well, that's it then.
Got it. Okay. For me, I would have Alexander the Great, Will Smith, George W. Bush Jr. No further questions. Hello, everybody. My name is Brandon.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Brandon. I'm Donna.
And this is The Bargain Den. It's your weekly source of financial advice in the form of us watching movies and telling you whether or not they're frugal or did you pick the right people to survive in your wolf pack.
We didn't talk about surviving.
What else do you do in a wolf pack, Donna?
Hunt.
Tell me. Which
play? Fuck.
All three of those are essential to survival.
Yeah, well, I want to do it fun.
And I think that the best
with my favorites.
Yeah, I'm saying that my three were the better choice.
George W. Bush Jr.
Yep.
Not senior. Junior.
No. Yeah, we're talking our time, George W.
Why is that?
We're talking 9/11, George.
Look, how could that possibly be a better choice than anybody I chose?
I want you to think back. Do you remember when he got that shoe thrown at him?
Not really, but kind of, yeah.
Well, he got a shoe thrown at him, yeah. And he moved so nimbly. I mean,
he did dodge that shoe real well. I do remember.
Need I say more? Will Smith,
obvious. Yeah, well, have you seen Nicky work out? Have you seen them lift them weights?
Yeah, but I mean, I had to do a
report. Bush is old, man.
Yeah, but have you seen his paintings? And
no, I actually haven't. I know he paints, but I haven't seen them.
You actually haven't seen his paintings. Also, are any of yours considered a war criminal by some people? Didn't think so.
Well, I've already got that base covered.
I also want it to be known. I said no further questions. Yeah. I want that to be known.
Yeah, you did say that.
No further questions.
Too bad Bush wasn't here to protect you.
Yeah, exactly. Or Alexander the Great or Will Smith. I feel like you're focusing a lot on Bush.
Because the other two I get.
All right, fine. Then we'll go with Alexander the Great, Will Smith. Napoleon.
Dynamite?
Yes. John Hader's character. Napoleon Dynamite. Those three. You know what?
I think
of those three.
Do you want Bonaparte?
No, it's Dynamite. It's
Dynamite, okay.
I think, who do you think would be more uncomfortable in that group of three? Will Smith, Napoleon Dynamite, or Alexander the Great?
I'm actually going to guess Will Smith.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, he's like, you fucking dumb white nerds. Like,
do you think Will Smith would... I think he would get along pretty well with Alexander the Great. Napoleon Dynamite would be just fine, though, is the thing. I don't know. That's a tough one. Who would win a fight in those three? Probably Alexander the Great.
I was thinking Alexander the Great.
He's probably killed somebody.
Probably killed a lot of people.
Anyway, what did we watch this week, Donna?
This week, as you can probably surmise by now, we watched The Hangover Part 2.
Whose tagline is, "The Wolf Pack is back." You're welcome.
Great intro, Brandon. So here's the deal. We're going to tell you about this movie because this is the Bargain's Inn. What do we do at the Bargain's Inn? We tell you about a movie. We spoil it. We tell you then, is it frugal? Does it have the chops? Does it have what it takes to save money? Make money. I did this part.
Again, I guess. Oops. It's okay.
So we're going to spoil it.
We're already, okay. You've already done it. You already did that part.
Yeah. Circling back.
All right, before we get into it, we have to do our famous segment here. What three people would you have throughout time and history in your wolf pack? Go. Oh, wait, shoot, we already did that one too. Sorry. We're also going to spoil this one. If you listen to last week's episode, it'll be spoiling this week's because they're almost the same movie. We watched The Hangover 2.
I already said that.
Oh, did you? Yeah. But you didn't make the joke about it.
No, I didn't. Movie. That was a good joke.
Thanks.
It's the same movie. That's all we really have to say.
I want to say also, lastly, we watched this trilogy because we moved to Bangkok, Thailand, which is now the location of The Hangover 2.
Mm, yeah.
So, second verse, same as the first. This time, Stu's getting married, and they're like, you know what? No bachelor party this time. We're not going to go crazy. But
I'm not getting roofied, says Stu.
But this time the wedding's in Thailand, which I don't think, never mind. And we don't know where in Thailand. We've had this discussion. We don't know where they're getting married because it's not Bangkok, but it's not too far from Bangkok. Anyway, they just have a couple of beers on the beach. The wolf pack is back, this time plus one, because Stu's new brother-in-law, Teddy, is a 17-year-old genius who's going to be
a Stanford student.
He's going to be a surgeon, and he's also in an orchestra. All the classic genius things. Mm-hmm. But oh, gall darn it, they wake up and guess what? Done happened again.
Oh, heck, how did it happen again?
But everybody's back this time, except for Teddy's gone and Doug. Well,
sorry, go.
Doug, they were like, we don't want you in this one again. So they kept Doug. They kept poor Justin. I almost forgot his name. Brett. What was it?
Brett.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Bartha. Get over here, Bartha. Sorry, Justin, that's your name. Anyway, they kept him at the hotel, so he wasn't really involved in this one. But they've lost Teddy. So they have to go all over Bangkok to find him. But they also brought Chow this time. And Chow remembers everything, but then he ODs. And so they go looking around. Oh, this time Stu has a face tattoo that's identical to Mike Tyson's.
So they shove Chow's body in an ice cooler because you don't want to get caught by Thailand police doing anything. You don't want to get thrown in Thailand jail. So they're going to just retrace their steps, just like last time, and try to figure it out.
They do the dang thing. They get a call that Teddy's in jail, but it turns out that it's actually just a monk.
But he has all of Teddy's stuff.
But he's taken a vow of silence. Then they do find a ticket to a bar, and they go back to the bar, and it's been burnt to the ground, and they're like, what happened here? Which it's like, yeah, it was you guys. Of course it was you guys.
Obviously.
But then they find the tattoo shop where Stu got the tattoo, and that leads them, the tattoo artist tells them to go to the monastery where they return the monk. Oh, also there's a monkey. And so the monastery is like, maybe if you meditate, you'll figure stuff out. So they meditate, and Alan has a vision to go to a strip club brothel place where it turns out Stu had sex with one of the workers there, and then they leave, and then the monkey gets kidnapped, and then Phil gets shot. Do you want to take over? You want me to keep going?
And so at this point, they're feeling pretty dejected, and they return back to the hotel.
Nope.
So then they're feeling pretty dejected, And they find a note on Alan's tummy to go to a hotel.
Also, real quick, that's when Alan reveals that he again drugged them.
Yeah, but this time was an accident. Kind of like last time he meant to drug them, but just not that drug. This time he only meant to drug Teddy with muscle relaxers and ADHD pills.
But apparently it was enough to black them out.
He brought two bags of marshmallows to the fire, and one of them was drugged and one was not. And he gave the drugged one to Teddy, but Teddy shared his marshmallows with everybody.
I don't know that muscle relaxers and ADHD medicine, ADHD.
Maybe it was ADD.
I mean, still, why would that make you black out for the evening?
Anyway,
I don't know. I don't know how drugs work. Anyway, so he has a message written on his belly. Alan does.
To go to the hotel, and they're supposed to meet someone at a certain time at 6, and they make it there just in time, and they...
It's Paul Giamatti,
and he's like, where's Chow? I need his code. And they're like, don't got Chow. And he's like, well, that's too bad, because I have Teddy, and if you want Teddy back, you're going to give me those codes and Chow. And they're like, oh, shit. So they go back to the hotel where they woke up. And
turns out the Chow's not dead.
Yeah, he jumps out just like in the first one.
Yeah, so
except he's not naked this time, but he's pretty cold.
And he's like, "All right, yeah, I'll give you the codes. You just have to give me the monkey." And then they're like, "We lost the monkey," so they have to go kidnap the monkey, which they do.
Kidnap the monkey.
Then there's a car chase, and then they turn over the codes, and it turns out. I'm tired telling this story. Like it's
it
not.
It was a sting operation.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti was actually in Interpol.
He's the cops.
And he's like, "Sorry guys, I don't know where Teddy's at. Bye." And
they're like, "The fuck, dude."
Yeah. So then they're like, they give up again, just like in the first one, and which is also really weird because like Phil calls his wife to tell him that they've given up, but this time he's not interrupted. But I guess his wife just didn't say anything to the rest. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, because then Stu's soon-to-be wife steals the phone, and as he's trying to explain it.
But they call twice. Because the first time they call, they're on top of the roof.
Right.
And Bradley Cooper's like, it's worse than no wedding. And then it pans out. So assumedly, you know, he's like, we lost Teddy. And then they're trying to come up with like a reason for having lost Teddy. I don't know. That's why I'm just
saying. That's a good ass point. I didn't think about the fact that they called twice.
Yeah. And then the second time he's like calls Doug and he's like confessing everything that's happened. I don't know. Anyway, then they're like, oh, Teddy's in the elevator at the first hotel because they're morons. They find Teddy. He also got his finger chopped off, but. That really didn't matter.
The power's been out, and they finally realize that, of course, Teddy woke up to get more ice to put his severed finger on and got stuck in the elevator when the power went out. Obviously.
Make it back to the wedding in time by crashing Chow's speedboat into the wedding, and then Mike Tyson
does a bit of a singy song there at the end, because don't you remember
bit of a dance number.
Don't you remember him from the first film?
Remember when he sang and it was really off key and everyone loved it?
Do you remember when former heavyweight champion of the world Michael Tyson showed up for The Hangover 2?
Remember.
How much you want to bet he shows up for the third one? We haven't seen the third one yet.
God, that's got to be expensive.
Yeah. Apparently he was on drugs for the first one, said IMDb. And that's what convinced him to get his life together. Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
This movie is saving people, Brandon.
What'd you think of this one, Donna?
I didn't like it as much. It was a very rinse and repeat of the first, which is funny because I'd always heard that about this one, but I hadn't seen it for myself. But it's literally like a shot for shot of the first.
Damn near it. Yeah, same. It was very much the same as the first one. The first little bit had me dying of laughter. And then a little bit later, shortly before they even blacked out, I was done with it. But let's see what the internet has to say with some Letterboxd stuff.
Boxed in.
Daniel Vina says, you've already seen this film. 2 stars.
That is true.
LME gave it 2 stars and said a sequel and a remake.
Hey.
Ayo.
Is that frugal?
We'll figure it out in the next segment. Let's see. LXST Muse gave it 2.5 stars and said they somehow managed to make the exact same movie, but to make it almost as funny as the first one.
Almost being the operative word there.
Honestly, Isabella gave it 4 stars and said, if Bradley Cooper in an unbuttoned shirt told me that he wasn't my friend anymore, I would also cry.
Yeah.
Fair.
Bradley Cooper. All right.
So, I mean, and then, yeah, just for good taste, 4 stars. Alex said, I hate that I enjoy these movies so much. It's not my fault Bradley Cooper is sexy. Yeah, but it's a consistent theme.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, like, hey, everyone loved this. And Bradley Cooper, like, as long as we have Bradley Cooper, we're fine. And they were right. That's what I'm hearing so far.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so intrigued by this third one. Can I just read you the quick synopsis of it real quick?
Of the third Hangover?
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't seen it. So
yeah,
I'm just...
we'll just get to look forward to it. This is a cliffhanger for next week.
Even though it's not the end of the episode. This time, there's no wedding, no bachelor party. What could go wrong, right? But when the wolf pack hits the road, all bets are off.
Why would they ever get together to hang out ever again?
It's a great question. Anyway, let's find a group of best friends that anyone could have in the clearance aisle.
I found them.
Anyway, sorry, what? I just wanted to change up the routine a little bit.
I found them, and they're my wolf pack. They're right here. Bark, bark, bark.
You know those wolves barking up a storm.
Bark, bark, bark.
Was it a frugal movie, Donna? No.
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 All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Can we just try to, like, okay, go back and forth and see who runs out of not frugal things to say first?
I feel like it'd be a much more effective thing to try and go back and forth and come up with as many frugal things.
Well, but then we won't have anything to say.
But... that's not true. That's just it. Like, it'll be harder to think of frugal things. All right, fine. You go first then. I guess it's just no.
I couldn't think of any. Okay. Not frugal. Resort wedding. Destination wedding.
That's true. Crashing a what's it called? A speedboat into a resort wedding. Not frugal.
Getting a tattoo on your face that you're probably going to have to go pay to get lasered off later.
Starting a street riot.
Mm, that's a good one. Giving your wallet and all your belongings to a stranger.
Stealing a monk.
Stealing a monkey.
Oh.
Actually, that might be frugal. Let me take that back. Car chases.
All right. I'm about to bust this case wide open. This has bothered me. I looked up where the F this movie was shot.
Yeah.
I didn't actually look it up. I just happened to come across it. So I wasn't really trying to bust it open. Anyway,
but it works.
It works. The resort they used was Foulée Bay, Ritz-Carlton Reserve, right? Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And we were actually right. It's not
frugal.
Not frugal. It's not far from Phuket. Here's the thing. The film ends with them driving a speedboat from Bangkok to the wedding, right?
Because they only have like an hour to get there or something.
It is. Look at this map, Donna. Can you see my computer? Here's Bangkok, right?
Uh-huh.
It's on the other side.
Oh, no.
So it's not possible.
Oh, so they would... wait, is that river? Does that bisect?
I mean, technically, yes, they could have gone through this river.
No, they couldn't.
No, it's not a river even. I mean,
no,
maybe it is a river.
It is, but it goes... oh, no, is that a border?
It's a border.
Okay, zoom out. Okay, so it's on the other side, so you'd have to go south down around Myanmar and Singapore and then come back up.
Malaysia.
Malaysia. Fuck.
Yeah, no, it's just not possible. I mean, because and the idea being it's some movie magic, you're supposed to just accept and ignore that fact. But no, I mean,
even if they were on the other side where it was a straight shot from Bangkok to like Phuket.
No, Phuket's on the other side as well.
But where is the resort?
Right here.
Also on the other side?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but even if I don't know what's on the other side. You have the map. But I'm saying even if it was a straight shot from Bangkok to whatever's on the other side of Phuket that's a straight shot from Bangkok, you couldn't get there in an hour in a speedboat.
No, I mean, we're talking like...
It's like a two-hour flight.
Right. Yeah. And they got there same day on a speedboat. Not possible. Anyway, unrealistic, not frugal. So much gas would have been used. Would have made much more sense. But all the flights were booked, Donna. Anyway, we said all the not frugal things. Do you want to do some thrifty trivia?
There's so many more not frugal things, like cutting off your own finger when you're a future surgeon. But yes, thrifty trivia. Yeah, I would like that.
Okay. Let's see. Ed Helms was severely sick from food poisoning when dancing in the street with no shirt on. After each take, Helms had to curl. He would curl into a fetal position until it was time to film again. Not frugal, just stop shooting. Don't make people work through being sick.
Yeah, because what if he got other people on set sick? That's how viruses work. Haven't we learned a lot?
In the original script, Alan was meant to have shaved his beard instead of the top of his head, but Zach Galifianakis refused. Say frugal, you know?
Yeah, stand your ground for one, but for two, I think it makes more sense. Like, there's no explanation given as to why he shaved his head, so it doesn't matter whether it's his head or his beard or what.
Former President Bill Clinton visited the set while on location in Bangkok, Thailand. Some news sources erroneously stated that he had filmed a cameo. Not frugal. Why did they not film a cameo with him? That would have been amazing. I probably would have actually really liked this a lot more.
Yeah, that would have been really funny. Like, ooh, Clinton, what's he up to over in Bangkok? You know, you can guess. Like that.
Right. Apparently, the guy who was the tattoo artist... Like, he felt like he was supposed to be somebody we knew, right?
He felt like an actual tattoo artist, maybe.
No, he was Nick Cassavetes, which I have seen in several things. I believe he was in Daredevil.
Nick Cassavetes.
He was originally supposed to be played by Mel Gibson, but was dropped whenever the cast started to protest. So instead they had Liam Neeson. But then he became unavailable. So, not frugal. Would have been better if it was a bigger name, I think.
I would have loved to see Liam Neeson in that role.
Ken Jeong and Crystal the Monkey, who played the monkey, both appeared in Community. That's pretty cool.
Who? Who was the first one?
Ken Jeong, who played Chow.
Oh, neat. So they've worked together before.
Yeah.
Frugal.
Lastly, Mike Tyson is said to have taken singing lessons for his role as the singer for Stu's wedding, performing an off-key rendition of One Night in Bangkok.
Not frugal.
Not frugal.
You wasted your money, my man.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry about that.
Well, before he was supposed to have been singing an off-key rendition. So I think he learned how to sing incorrectly. Not frugal. He could have just been a better actor.
Yeah, like you already can't sing. Just do what you did last time.
This movie's not frugal, right?
Not frugal. Not frugal. Wow.
All right. Don't go to Bangkok. That's a lesson.
Okay. I actually did think of one more frugal thing because it felt like one of the most accurate things we saw in the whole movie is after Bradley Cooper gets shot and he goes to the doctor, yeah. He gets 8 stitches and it's $6.
Right.
And they're like, how's that even possible? But
also he, at one point, Alan's drinking a soda. It's a Fanta out of a plastic bag. And that's the thing here. You can get like soda out of like
they put your cup in a plastic bag so you can carry it around easily.
But sometimes they don't even put the cup. They just put the liquid in a plastic bag.
That is also true. It's convenient.
Also, if you didn't know and you're just popping into this episode, Don and I live in Bangkok, Thailand now. So just That's why we picked this movie. We said that earlier. Yeah. Sorry. Anyway. Not frugal. What's the lesson?
Not frugal. Steal the monkey. Don't let the monkey steal you.
Love it. You know, thanks to people.
Well, first, I just want to ask, Brandon, do you think that the third one has any hope of being frugal, given the track record? Place your bets.
Yes, I do.
Has a hope?
It has a hope, I think.
All right. Well, you heard it here, folks, and next week we're going to find out for sure. So tune in next time, and thank you so much for listening. And I want to thank Brandon for doing this podcast with me. And I want to thank Sarah Anastasia for the use of their art that we use on our thumbnail. And I want to thank the Lounge Kittens for the use of their cover of Dirty Deeds. And I also want to thank Anchor.fm for hosting our podcast. I'd also like to thank our bargainer. Who's our bargainer?
It is Jack 3245. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack was the last person to leave us a review on iTunes podcasts. You too can become our bargainer just like Jack. By leaving us a review there or somewhere else, just let us know. Send us an email to thebargaindencast@gmail.com or hit us up on social media at thebargaindin, thebargaindencast. You'll know us when you find us.
Shoot us a message. You say, "What's up, bargainistas? I left a review. I'm the new bargainer, fool."
Bargainistas. That's not one we've used. Anyway, I mean, I'm saying it in a cool way, like neat.
I think we've thrown it around, but I don't think we've like given it an official designation.
Sounds like it's up for grabs. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back for the final installment of this this trilogy, which we did one of the Hangover movies actually a long, long time ago.
For our podcast?
Yeah, we did. It was the one that came out after the third one, the prequel. It was Todd Phillips' Joker. Anyway.
Ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
My name is Brandon.
And my name is Donna.
Pinch those pennies.
And stay frugal.
Pineapples.
Could.
Eat.
They're.
Young. No, that's the wrong button.
But you ain't got the guts. She keeps nagging.